Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us as he does every Wednesday, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, will be down at Pickles 6 o'clock. Get ready for game three. He's Bill Ripken. Bill, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, guys. And just to point out, and I know you're not one, Bob, of the Wordle word that's been played on the New York Times, but juice is a very good starting word. Five-letter word with three vowels in it. Sometimes the crazy J. So juice is a pretty good starting word on Wordle.
Well, it all connects together here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And I tell you what, Bill Ripken, for the second night in a row on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, you pointed out during the analyst corner some things to keep an eye on, like the catchers being kind of, less than stellar offensively, and then the Yankees catcher goes deep, Trevino, and you pointed out yesterday that the Yankees lead the majors in home runs, but also lead the majors in opposite field jacks, and what's Aaron Judge do? He makes Bill Ripken look smart again.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's a kind of an easy thing to talk about the Yankees home runs, and I might do it again this evening at 6 o'clock, but they're a powerful team. And I was thinking about what to talk about tonight and at 11 in the morning. And look, let's be fair. The Yankees roster, this is one of those proverbial on papers. It's better. And they have a constant threat that walks up to home plate. That's a little bit, dissimilar, shall we say, to the Orioles lineup with every hitter coming up to home plate that seemingly can do damage. So they're at a little bit of a loss. They're a little bit of a handicap situation. But as we've talked about, Bob, the O's don't cringe away from them. They play them tough. The problem is they're just a little bit outmanned if you're looking at the rosters, comparatively speaking.
Now, how do you pitch him now? Do you start Kelly leaking this guy and pitching around him the best you can? Because if you do that, based on last night's lineup, then Rizzo staring you in the face and Stanton, who's bashing away as well as anyone. I mean, if you're Brandon Hyde and you're the pitching coaches, how do you navigate Aaron Judge in the middle of that lineup?
Well, it is a pick-your-poison type scenario. And sometimes somebody's stuff is going to match up against the hitter better. You know, we always talk about protection in the lineup. You know, who's hitting behind, who's hitting behind, who's hitting behind. But in a lot of cases, it's who's hitting in front, too. Because if you got traffic on the base pass all the time, you really don't have the luxury of being able to pitch around a guy that much. So it's a deep lineup. It's a diverse lineup. I think the only two that you can probably match up and say are similar hitters are the big fellas, Judge and Stanton. But the problem is right now, both of them are hot. I think if you're going through a lineup at one time and you get one of them struggling and you get him out, it kind of opens the door to show you how to get the other one out. But they're up and down the lineup, they come up there with different approaches and different strengths, so it's really tough to navigate. So it's a really a pick-your-poison type mentality.
Hey, Bill, in last night's game, you know, the Yankees had second and third, and Judge was up. You know, I thought, you know, and so did Ben McDonald, walk him, you know, and they pitched him and he grounded out, luckily. What was your opinion of that play?
Well, that's one of the particular cases that you can say, yeah, we're going to pitch around a dude. And you know what? It's a learning situation. You got a bunch of young pitchers up on the staff right now, and it is really a time almost for development at the big league level. And I know sometimes the big league fan doesn't necessarily want to hear that, but sometimes you got to see what you have moving forward. How do these guys react in certain situations? So in a rebuilding situation, in a developmental situation, I'm okay with the thought process. How is he going to attack? Let's see what he looks like out there on the bump. Now, from a strategic situation, you want to win the ballgame, I'm sitting there going with the base open, and that dude's hot. Yeah, we'll just put him on and we'll take our chances, because no one is hotter than he is right now. So you look at the information that you have. the past 20 games or so, but you also look at the information that's right in front of you that given night, this dude's on stuff. So you might have to look at him differently and say, okay, I can't make a mistake, because if you ask your guy to pitch around and he hangs one, that could be a field goal in a hurry.
Hey, Bill, what makes Rizzo so good? I mean, watching him scoop, you know, the ball and stuff, the plays he makes defensively is unbelievable.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm of the mindset in nowadays game, if you got a good first baseman, your infield just got instantly better. And I've probably always been of that mindset, but I think since I've been out of the game, you really look at it more and more, what a defensive first baseman can do. And I'm not so sure all the new so-called defensive metrics are really high on Rizzo. I'm high on him because, number one, he plays every day. So you can count on as an infielder a little bit of consistency over there. But if you look at the throws that are thrown to Rizzo when they're on the screws and dead on target, look how relaxed he is over there. There's a fine line between laxed and lazy. And I think he gets himself in a very good setup, and when he sees everything happening right, he looks calm, cool, and collective. But I believe because he gets in a situation early enough, that enables him to be relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. And then when that throw is in the dirt, he attacks it at the last moment, which is the proper move. And I just think his footwork around the bag, number one, he's a big dude, so it's a nice target to look at. But I love the fact that you bring in a first baseman that can solidify a defense, because the Yankees have made a big jump since Anthony Rizzo's been at first, halfway through last year and this year as far as team defense is concerned. And I think he's a big reason for that.
Bill Ripken joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Garrett Cole against Jordan Lyles tonight. Tell our listeners how tough a job it's going to be for the Birds to generate offense against Garrett Cole. Gets paid a ton of dough. He's undefeated. And it looks like, Bill, he's got accustomed to the new non-grip stuff that he's throwing this baseball with.
Yeah, and I wasn't one that made a big deal out of the sticky ticky-tack stuff or whatever they call it, spider tech, because I'm pretty sure when that was brought up last year with Garrett Cole, his revolutions went down about a half a baseball revolution from his hand to home plate compared to before. And I know I'm not a physics major, but I can't understand how a half a revolution of one baseball, when the baseball spins about 14 times or 14 and a half times, that's it. That's all it spins. I can't see how that would be that big of an issue. But the thing I like about Garrett Cole, and I think if you were facing him, Bjorn's got to jump him early. And I'm not worried about trying to drive his pitch count up, because that's a double-edged sword. If you drive his pitch count up, you're probably 0-1 and 0-2. He likes his heater. He's going to use his heater. So I'm thinking you get him before he gets you. So if you get a ball straight and it's over the heart of the plate, you better let it go.
So, Bill, Rutschman hit a home run last night. When are you expecting him to come up? If you were Elias, when would you bring him in?
Well, I think it's important to note, look, he's got some ABs under him, and I think if he did not get hurt, he would have been opening day catcher. But he was hurt in spring training. He missed a little bit of time. Yes, he got some knocks in Aberdeen, got some knocks in Bowie, but as of yet, I don't know what it looks like at the AAA level. We see what his numbers are, but how does he look at home plate? And I'm of the mindset that it's always better to bring a guy up when he's having a little bit of success at his given spot. It's not like somebody, okay, well, he's hitting a .180, but all his other minor league numbers say he should be up in the big leagues, because the psyche of a player and how they handle it. I mean, think about it. If you'd have brought him up at the start of the Yankee series and you go, okay, Severino, Tyon, Cole, right out of the gate, then Montgomery in day four in a day game. I mean, it's almost, is that fair to bring up a young guy? And I know he's got some age on him, and I know that his college career puts him ahead of other people, but I'm always in the mindset of, let's get the guy a little bit hot, you know? Mm-hmm. And when he gets hot and he puts a nice little run together, 3, 4, 5 games in a row, then you bring him up to the big leagues because he's feeling saucy, and you don't want him struggling right out of the gate.
He's Bill Ripken. You can hear him tonight at 6 o'clock. Baltimore baseball tonight. We will be live at Pickles right across the street from Camden Yards, getting you ready for the Orioles-Yankees Game 3. Bill, appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right. See you soon, Bob.
You got it, buddy.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.